Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. If you like Jordan Klepper's work on The Daily Show and The Opposition, you'll probably enjoy his new series, simply called Klepper. Like a sort of gonzo George Plimpton, Klepper explores some of the darker aspects of American civic life today, like the story of U.S. military vets who are only welcomed back across the border after death, and undocumented college students forced to study underground in Georgia. The series airs Thursday nights at 10:30 on Comedy Central and is accompanied by a podcast.
What is it that makes you American? Is it the fact that you're born here, or is it what you do for America?
I think it's what you do for America. The fact that you're born here, of course, has standing. But how do you feel about your country? Are you proud of it? Would you serve for it? Would you die for your country? Would you die to protect the Constitution, what this country stands for? Would you do that?
When I see the guys who are deported vets in Tijuana right now wanting to come home, they check all those boxes.
Jordan Klepper, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hello, Ian.
Why did you want to do this particular type of series? I've seen the four episodes that were made available, you know, for preview, and you put yourself into some dangerous situations.
Indeed. I mean, I think I love being behind the desk, but there's a problem with being behind the desk is you're not out in the world. And so that was sort of the challenge we gave ourselves is let's get out there. Let's be a part of some stories. Let's see them up close. And it's not I don't want to hear people just retelling the things that they did. Let's actually see it as it happened. And when you do that, stuff happens in front of you and you find yourself in potentially perilous situations, which for us gave us opportunities to find humor and show that, like, activism can be hard and change comes with some blood, some sweat, and a potentially wearing a wrestling outfit that doesn't show off your nether regions as well as you'd like it to.
What did you learn about the state of activism in America today?
Americans are fighters. They love to push back. They're resistors. They're fighters. They're people who care. And I think it's too easy to get cynical sitting behind a computer clicking and sitting on your couch just getting mad at the television. And so on both sides of the argument, it was nice to see people who wake up, get out there, and try to do something and better their country. So I was left moved by all of those stories.
I think most people first became aware of you, on a national scale when you were on The Daily Show. How did doing Daily Show field pieces prepare you for doing the kind of stuff you were doing on The Opposition and now this new series?
Well, in the field pieces, it throws you right into a story, and you have to be fully aware of it. You have to have a take as to how you're going to approach those pieces, and you have to get good sitting down in an interview with people and continue to search for where the story is. And you begin to learn in the Daily Show world how to craft these types of stories and these narratives. And that is something that helped me do my special on gun control and also helped me do The Opposition. And as we got into this, we knew how to do things in the field to tell some of these stories. We kind of wanted to push ourselves beyond that Daily Show formula. You get good at the formula, and there's a way to satirically tell that story. But we kind of wanted to drop some of that irony and drop some of the rhythms of what a traditional Daily Show piece would be and allow this to feel more like a documentary. So it gave me the building blocks to start this journey, but then we just kind of invested more time into letting it tell a more organic tale.
Sometimes in these episodes, you're interviewing someone you really don't agree with. And I'm wondering how you approach those interviews and how you keep yourself from breaking sometimes.
Well, I mean, I think, like, You prep yourself with the arguments and the thoughts that you think they're going to bring to the table, and then you come to that table and you just start listening. And I think you engage them, you push back from your own point of view. I think with this series in particular, I could engage them much more on a level of this is myself sitting down, pushing back on the things that I think might be incorrect with your point of view. I think at their best, it still can feel like a conversation. It doesn't have to feel like an arch argument. Because if you're getting too deep in that argument, then you feel like you're suddenly losing. And in this series, I try to find moments, even with people I disagreed with, where we could still find some agreement on something. It's not always easy, but the good thing is in 2019 America, Americans are getting pretty used to getting in heated arguments. So at least we're getting better at it.
I want to ask you about the episode in which you get arrested. You're working with some students who are forced to study in college underground in Georgia because the state university won't admit them as undocumented immigrants. and you sort of interrupt a public meeting and wind up being arrested for it, we obviously can't follow you into jail. So what did you do that whole day while you were waiting to get out?
I will tell you, it was a very strange day. I spent like 12 hours in jail, and I did some very jail things, which include a strip search and a mugshot and waiting around by a toilet with a bunch of people. But one thing that just randomly happened, and it was meant to be, I suppose, is I spent a decent amount of time in jail with a pastor who also was arrested with me standing up for that cause, who I had randomly met a decade earlier because he was my grandmother's pastor back in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And my grandmother brought me in to meet him in Kalamazoo. She is a woman of God and wanted me to meet her pastor. And then flash forward 10 years, and any reticence I had about whether or not I should be doing something like this, I had my grandmother's pastor sitting down next to me and swapping stories about Dorothy Klepper. So it was, you never know where you're going to find people like that. God shows up in very strange places, including the county jail in Atlanta.
We're getting arrested. Taking in jail.
Education?
Not segregation. Officer, where are we heading? It's probably not good.
Bigger picture question. It's kind of like a golden era of political comedy. When you were envisioning this particular series, how did you approach finding, you know, your own niche, your own sort of voice in a time where there's a glut of shows kind of like this?
There is a glut. I think it was all about I'm gonna actually be there. I think there's a lot of great people who are able to comment on what's happening in the Trump age in politics. But a lot of them do it from behind a desk, or they do it from one of the coasts. And that's often a criticism I hear from the right. And I think it's a fair criticism. And so this was an opportunity where I was like, I know how to do stuff in the field. And I know there are field shows out there, but I kind of wanted to take this one step farther and be like, I want to be there when stuff is happening. I think I can engage with people and stories that don't often get told. And I think I can really show people other stories about Americans who are fighting, who are trying something. And I think that's something we're not seeing enough of in the golden age of comedy here. I think a lot of it is people talking about what you should do as opposed to showing people who are doing something.
I think it's fair to say the show comes from a liberal point of view, more or less. In future episodes, ones that I haven't seen yet, are there any activist causes that you profile from the right?
There are. I think we do an episode on around the gun debate, and I spent time with Open Carry Texas, which is a conservative group in Texas that is pushing for constitutional carry. We also compare their specifically their activism with another open carry group called Guerrilla Mainframe in Texas as well. And so I spent a decent amount of time with Open Carry Texas, and again, I disagree with a lot of things they're pushing for. But I thought it was important for us to spend that time to see what that activism movement looks like, because it's effective in places like Texas. And I think, like, you know, I'm pretty open about I am progressive, but I want to engage with people on the other side and understand that too. And especially in the gun debate, it's super important for people to understand people are also effective on the other side. Why are they effective? And they can't just because they're crazy gun nuts. You got to get past that first assumption to that second place where it's people you disagree with.
Have you learned anything new about your own beliefs during the process of this show?
I try not to learn too much about my own beliefs. I think everything, in each episode, I pull something more from it. I was able to, like, close the gap from civilian and service members with all the pieces we did with veterans. We did a piece with anti-circumcision folks, and boy, you spend a day with folks who are showing you pictures of circumcision, and you will rethink that real quick. So getting confronted with reality forces you to reconsider a lot of things, one of which is what we do with some of the most special parts of our body.
I'm still traumatized from my little brothers, I'll tell you that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We've been speaking with Jordan Klepper, and his new series on Comedy Central is called Klepper. It airs on Thursday nights. Jordan, I've been following you for a while, and this was just a real pleasure for me. So thanks for being with us.
Ian, I appreciate it.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.